Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time now for our daily tech and business report. Today we are joined by Bloomberg News reporter Anna Edgerton. Officials with TikTok, Snap, and YouTube appeared before Congress today to testify about exactly what they're doing to protect the privacy of their younger users. This all comes a day after over a dozen news organizations published a series of stories based on thousands of pages of leaked documents from Facebook, which appeared to indicate the company put profit and growth before privacy. Anna, what did the officials have to say?
So the main message from these three companies, from TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube, was that they are not Facebook. You know, they really sought to kind of draw a distinction today between their practices and the practices we now know and now understand better from Facebook, thanks to these internal documents leaked by the whistleblower.
How did the senators respond?
The senators weren't necessarily buying it, and it was kind of a hard questioning time for the senators because we don't have as much information about these companies as we do about Facebook. And, you know, each of these platforms is a little bit different. So, you know, a video platform like YouTube is going to be different than a kind of person-to-person communication platform like Snapchat. And then TikTok, of course, faced some of the harshest questions, in part because it just is so popular with young users that senators really wanted to drill down on what they're doing to protect teenagers and children that are using their platform for hours and hours a day.
So officials with all three companies say they support legislation authored by Senator Richard Blumenthal, who led today's hearing. It's called the Earn It Act. What would it do?
So they kind of struck a little bit of a delicate line, saying that they support some of the provisions, some of the ideas behind the legislation, but they weren't committing to support the specific bill itself. This bill would look at some of the protections that these companies enjoy, especially when it comes to Section 230. That's the liability shield that protects online platforms from liability for user-generated content. So that's something that lawmakers have been taking a look at in several different bills. And as we reported today, there's kind of an increasing focus on the role of algorithms in disseminating content. So legislators are starting to focus not just on the original posting of user content, but also how these platforms kind of use algorithms to make the editorial decisions on how information is spread and disseminated across their platforms.
So how likely do you think it is that in spite of the whistleblowing, the evidence of harm to children, the Capitol Hill hearings, how likely is it that this will all end up being a little more than a major wringing of hands and result in no change?
You know, it's hard. You know, we're looking just at the legislative calendar for the rest of the year. And next month, Congress is going to be out for two different week-long recesses. And then there's a collection of fiscal deadlines that we're going to come up against in December. So the chance of anything getting done this year is pretty small. When you look ahead, you know, it's one thing to introduce a bill, to get bipartisan co-sponsors, but to get this legislation through committee, to get floor time on the, you know, in both chambers, that's a really high bar for legislation. So, you know, it remains to be seen whether or not anything is actually going to be passed this Congress, but I could see, you know, maybe one package focused on privacy, incorporating several of the proposals, and maybe another package focused on antitrust and addressing the kind of brute size and scale of some of the biggest tech companies.
What about Facebook standing up and making changes on its own?
Well, you know, that's one thing we've heard over and over from lawmakers since these revelations started coming out about a month ago, is that, you know, we've learned at this point that we can't trust technology companies to do the right thing, that they need to have some kind of guardrails in place for set by legislation. And, you know, this is a pretty unregulated industry. It's a relatively new industry when you look at social media and some of the, you know, just the tech industry in general. So, you know, there's definitely a feeling that there needs to be guardrails, but it's changing so fast and the platforms are so different. It's not like regulating cars or regulating, you know, a health product, you know, pharmaceuticals or tobacco. This is a very complex industry with different platforms offering different services. And, you know, computer programming that a lot of times the legislators themselves don't understand. So right. It's a tricky societal problem, and it's an even trickier problem to try to address through legislative text.
Sure, and even regulating those agencies that you mentioned, that's not easy either. So thanks very much for talking to us. Appreciate it. Bloomberg News reporter Anna Edgerton. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.